What I wanted to say is we remember the commercials for Wonder Bread, and we said to build strong bodies 12 ways. We have that, the basis for that, we should know in the parasha. It says, Eretz asher lo b'miskeinus tochal bo, lechem lo sechsar kol bo. The mountains that Eretz Yisrael, the wheat that grows in the land of Eretz Yisrael, lo sechsar kol bo, Eretz asher avoneho barzel. What does it mean, that we get iron out of it? No, it's talking about the vitamins in the food that we eat. We have built strong bones. There's the iron vitamin in the mountains, in the wheat that grows. All the vitamins that are necessary to sustain. And therefore, after you eat, I want you to be satisfied. But we have something which I mentioned after Verom Levavecha V'shochachto as Hashem Elokecha. We have a situation, as I mentioned before, V'yomarto Bilvavecha Kochi V'yotzem Yodi. But what are we talking about over here? We think that we're now going into the land. We are inheriting this great land. Of course, we must be good people. Ki Berishas HaGoyim Ho'ela Hashem Morisham Miponecha. There are two factors involved over here, and it mentions it twice, lest we think that we are not going in because of any great things that we did. God promised the Avos that we would go into the land of Eretz Yisrael, but once you get there, you're going to have to earn your keep. Once you cross the border, my promise to the Avos has now been fulfilled. I promised to take you into the land. I promised that I would give you the land after 400 years of hard labor. I took you out after 210 because you couldn't handle it, however you want to do it. But nevertheless, once you cross the border into the land, it's up to you to maintain it, so to speak, with your good deeds. So don't think for one minute that you're going in because you're great. You did nothing on your own to deserve going into the land. The reason that this time is right for you to go in now, because the Goyim have exhausted their stay because of the evil deeds that they have done. They have rejected God. I gave them the opportunity while we were... They had a stay of execution for 40 years. Originally, we were supposed to go into the land 40 years ago after Matan Torah and a decent amount of time to learn the mitzvos. You were expected, as we got into, as I mentioned in Parshas Baloscha, that we were about to enter the land at that time. The army was all set with marching orders to go in, and then things went down south, so to speak, with all the Maisim Haraglim and various other catastrophes that befell us that we caused of our own will with Korach and all the other things that happened. We were ended up to be 40 years in the Midbar, and they had a reprieve. The people that were living there had a reprieve to make up the lost time that they weren't kicked out. The problem is when people are given a reprieve, they think it possibly it's for something that they did. In other words, they didn't understand what the reason for their reprieve is. It was ki b'rishas ha-goyim ho'ela, they're getting kicked out. But it's not lo b'yosher levav v'cha, it's not because you are great tzaddikim that you're going in, and you better watch your step. Yodata ki lo b'tit koscha Hashem Elokecha nosein l'cha ezoretz ha-tovo azos. You're am tsheyoreth. I'm giving you this land because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And even, why not Avraham? Because even Avraham couldn't save Yishmael. Even Yitzchak couldn't save Esau. Only Yaakov was able to have enough influence on all of his 12 children that they at least wanted to go in, and they said, Naseh v'nishma, and therefore, Zechor al tishkach. Remember, don't forget, Es Hasher Hiktzavto Es Hashem Elokecha. Remember all the missteps that you made from the time that you left Mitzrayim, and that it took all these 40 years, Voshev Bahar, and I had to sit there, as I said, and Vahimi Kate. And now God is remembering the Kishiches Amacha, when he came down, Kum Raid Maher Mizeh, with Moshe is making reference was something that I don't remember if we crossed this particular thought process when we said in Parshas Kisisa, Vayomer Hashem Elai, and God said to me, Kum raid my hair mizeh ki shicheis hamakol. What does that mean? Moshe was so enamored. He was sitting on Har Sinai living like an angel for 40 days and 40 nights. And to him, this was already a piece of Gan Eden, and he didn't want to leave. He was there. He had passed all his exams. He had passed his test, so to speak. He got his smicha. God was telling him, you've completed your courses, and the people are ready for you. And Moshe was slow, and because he was slow leaving, this is what happened. And God said to him, Kum raid my hair mizeh. You better hurry up and go down. Your people need you. Ki shicheis amecha. It was God warning me that I should go down because you can't be trusted alone. As I said, Aaron was making bad decisions. Perhaps Aaron was making bad decisions because, unfortunately, when somebody is promoted within the company, what happens many times is he knows the struggles that his fellow workers have gone through, and he feels sorry for them. But what a leader has to do is sometimes, when we call it, we like to refer to it as tough love. But the reality is Moshe Rabbeinu, the people didn't know, and he kept on telling them as much as he said, you'll do better tomorrow. But he is not lax in telling them. He breaks the luchos, and he does all the things that have to be done. He shows the severity of God's punishment, and he tells them that it will only get worse if they don't shape up. So, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Ro'isi Yesom Azev, Inei Am Kishay Oref, he told me, you're a stiff-necked people, and you don't change your mind, but I'm telling you now, Heref Mimeni V'Yashmidei, if you keep this up, you'll go into the land of Israel, because I made that promise to the Avos. But and he told me he wanted to destroy all of you, and he would make a new nation with me alone. And I said, I don't want that. And that's what he's telling them, all the backstory. He wants them to understand, because so many people were fed up, obviously, through the years. They were fed up with Moshe's leadership. When you think about it, add up all the calamities. How many people that left the Midbar, how many people besides the 603,550 people who perished in the Midbar because of the Mice Meraglim, how many people died in other tragedies? If you add up the number of those people, it's a staggering amount of people. Imagine, here you are, promised to go into the Holy Land, and you have 20,000, 30,000, 40 people dropping like flies every time there's something wrong, that there are people dying all around you. You must think that we have to elect somebody new. It's understandable. But that's what Am Kishei Oref, who Moshe is trying to tell them, that if I'm not around, things will get worse. And you'll see, Ki Yor Garti Mimnei Ha'afa Ha'fech Heimah, Asher Kotzaf Hashem. We have to be aware of the fact, and Moshe uses the terminology, and we see it later on again, Af the Shema of the Ketzev Godol, what we always want to, we can understand, we can survive the Af when God gets angry. We could survive the Shema when God lets off a little bit of steam. Af is when you get angry and keep it in. Shema is when you're letting off a little steam. Ketzev Godol is the explosion. And that, what we have, Asher Kotzaf Hashem Aleichem LaHashmid Aschem, when God explodes, there's only one thing left that God wants, is to wipe us all out. And even Aaron Hisanaf Hashem Yod LaHashmido, even I had to, even for Aaron, it wasn't just the people. And if you think God was playing favorites, that God gave Aaron the Kohuna Gedola, you think he was playing favorites? This was, so to speak, on some level an appeasement. The fact is, God wanted to kill Aaron too. It was only my prayers for the sake of Aaron that he survived. Could you imagine? And unfortunately, he, Basher Osolah, the son of Aviron, and even he lost two sons because of that. Chataschem Asher Asisem Etzu Egel. And all of these things that happened. And he's just going on and on, because most of these people, or almost all of them, had never experienced, or only even some of the people who were involved in this died forthwith. And we can imagine if the Machane, we have to think clearly, if the Machane, if the encampment of Bnei Israel was 12 mil by 12 mil, in other words, approximately 7.5 to 8 miles square, did everybody get to see everything other than Har Sinai? Did the other people see it, or some of the things had to be by word of mouth? And if a lot of the people that were involved in the Chatoyim did not get to witness it, everything is heard secondhand or even thirdhand. And maybe a lot of these people don't trust yet the situation, but that's why they have to have the Emunah in their Nevi'im. And even when Moshe appoints the last time at the beginning of Parshas Devarim, when he appoints the new leaders that will be, he says, don't expect the Nevi'im to do that. These are the people that you will have to appoint. The Navi, as I am, I can do all these things. Yoshua will not have time if he's leading into a battle and has to arrange strategy and all these things. He doesn't have the ability with the daily running of the people. You're going to have to get involved. A lot of the people, so to speak, you know, those of us who daven in big shuls, we have the team meetings, the shul meetings, and we vote on an agenda. You people, why do people like to daven in a shtibul? Because they have no decisions to make. The Rebbe says, it's my house. You don't like it, you could leave and go someplace else. He makes the rules. It's my house. It's my ball. I don't want you to play this game with me. You don't play the game. You follow his rules. And God is telling him, you're going into the land I'm giving you. You're on your own now. And you have to survive. And God, Moshe, is trying to tell him, the only reason you're going in, V'espalel Hashem, V'omar Hashem, Elokim, Al Tashches, Amcho, V'nachlosho, Asher Podiso, B'godlecho. Please do not destroy these people. I have to invoke again the Zchus Avos, the Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Al Tefen, Al Kshio, Amazeh, even though they're Amtashay Oref, don't let this be the end of them. They will get better. And even though he knows, and this is why I say, V'yosisa L'cha, he says, Aron 8, it's a whole different thing. They see in Aron 8, they had to make another Aron, because one Aron for the original Luchos, the one Aron was for the Shivrei Luchos, and one, the other Aron was for the Luchos that would, came down, the Luchos Shinios, to keep them separate. This is a remembrance. You see the difference. Look at the broken Luchos, what's left of them, and look at this. Doesn't that make your heart sink to look at this? Remember what you had, and remember what you have now. Always use it as a remembrance. And I did it. But what he's saying is, Korishonim is always there to tell us one very major fact. Many times when we work in a company and there are mistakes, what often happens is they make new rules to avoid the same pitfalls. The things, we have to establish new rules so that the things don't happen again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe is telling them now, I'm giving you the same 613 mitzvot with no changes whatsoever. The luchos are the same. They may be new tablets, but what's written in the luchos is the same verbatim. There's nothing different about it, because the problem was not mine. The problem was yours. If you will listen, then everything will be fine, and you will see that. And therefore, you have to put your faith in Shevet Levi. They will lead you. Hashem hu nachlaso kasher diber Hashem lo. Don't think when you're paying your taxes and you have to give a portion of your land or a portion of your produce to the Levi that you're doing him a favor. He's doing you a favor by teaching you how to live a better life. And God listened to me because I promised him, do me a favor. I promised him that you will reform. But of course, God knows the future. So what am I really talking about? So he says, V'yatah Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokecha. So what do I really want from you? What does God really want you? Ki im lira es Hashem Elokecha. To follow in his footsteps. But don't just do it because b'chol levavecha or b'chol nafshecha, l'tov loch, you'll see it'll be better for you, like I said last week with the Aseres Adibros. When you do something good, don't you feel better when you finish? You do a mitzvah, you help somebody, you smile at somebody, you do something nice on somebody's behalf without any feeling of getting something back in return. You feel better. Tonight, very simply, if they're asking me to speak once again, to add on a little more, it's a wonderful feeling because I'm speaking the way I feel from what I read the parasha every week. And so, Rak ba'avosecha choshak Hashem li'avo osam. You know why all of these good things are happening to you? Because take a lesson from Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Take a lesson from them. I'm doing it for them. Rak ba'avosecha choshak. Look towards them. Use them as a lesson. Use them as a people that you could look up to. These are your people that you should aspire to be like. You are their children. So out of a chesed, I want to make them feel good. Don't you think Avram had enough tzoras to know that he had Yishmael and Yitzchak had Esav? How do you think Yitzchak feels of all these things that Yitzchak didn't do one aveira in his whole life and he had to live with the fact that he had Esav? How do you think Yitzchak felt all these years through the millennia that he knows that Esav has no tekuma whatsoever? Yishmael, on some level, had a little bit of tekuma. He had some good points, but Esav is just, forget it. He is never going to return, and this is a twin son. This is his bechor. Imagine what God is even doing to Yitzchak. So you can imagine how God will treat us. So, and he's telling us right from the beginning, remember, look around you. There's 3 million of you. B'shivim nefesh. Do you think it's within the realm of reason that we started out with 70 people, went down to the land of Egypt, and look what we have? We are on top of the world. And if you ask the people around the world, I don't know if anybody saw, they had on the internet, people were going around asking people in the street around the world, how many Jews do you think are in the world? And the answers ranged were staggering amounts of population. People were saying 1 billion. Some people said 150 million, 200 million, 300 million. The perception of Jews, the amount of Jews there are in the world is a staggering amount of people. When they were told that there were only 15 million people, they couldn't imagine that there were so few Jews in the world. And why is that? Because God gave us a great name. When God gave Abraham, and it says, Ki l'goy gadol asim chasham, you will become a great nation, not necessarily in numbers, but the world at large, you will have such an effect on the entire world. And isn't that true, that for 15 million people, we have such a major effect on the world population at large, no matter what country you go to? If you see a Chabad house, you would think there are Jews every single place in the world, and not just an outpost, so to speak, but they are thousands and thousands everywhere you go. That's the perception that we have so much. People think we have so much clout that we run the world. So many industries are run by Jews. That's the perception. It's incredible. But that's the bracha v'gadlo shemecha. And that's what it means when God told Abraham that has come to fruition. The things, v'asher oso l'chel mitzrayim l'susav l'rechbo, all these things are so unbelievable. And that's why I'm telling you, v'shmartem es kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavecho hayom. Your job is to be a light unto the world. And therefore, you have to remember that this world will only exist for one purpose. It's what you, the land that you're going into, it will sustain you if you're going to daven 3 times a day. Loch Eretz Mitzrayim hi, as the Nile overflows and you don't have to do anything. It's, you know, Vishkisa Baraglachokana Yurok Eretz Harimukaos, it's a the water will, the rain will come, but you must pray. I will send the rain down so that you don't have to get down and dig channels into the ground to irrigate the land. I will give you the rain, but I need something in return. That's what I'm looking for. And if not, we know the consequences of not doing it. And that's what we're told. And ki im shavu, we say, leman yibu yemechem v'imei v'nechem al wadama asher nishma Hashem lavoseichem. What he promised once again is telling us, the land itself was promised to our forefathers. I'm giving it to you. But if you don't, as we said in the end of Akrimos, v'atoki oretz eshozveha, this land, Eretz Yisrael, is a holy land. If you do something wrong, the land itself will spit you out. It can't abide misdeeds, murder, various other crimes. The land can't handle it. There's a Kedusha Haaretz. When we say there's a Kedusha Haaretz, we can't fathom that. But the fact remains that it is. Avira d'Aretz Machkim, the land of Eretz Yisrael, makes you smarter. When you get off the plane, there's a certain feeling that you get. And when you land in Israel, the land itself has certain properties that God imbued with certain qualities that we can. So, all of these things I'm asking you to teach your children and your grandchildren. And put on a mezuzah in every doorway. When you pass the door, everything that you own is there when you pass that mezuzah. Not to kiss it necessarily, but to just stop for a second and think, I have this because God gave it to me. This beautiful home I live in is through the munificence of God himself, not for my hard work. I worked hard, but God certainly, we see other people who have worked very hard and are not successful. If we have success in the world, certainly at least a great deal of it is down to God. So, kol ha-makom asher tidroch kafach ha-raglachem, ko'ol lochem yiyeh min ha-midbar, from the north to the south to the east, from the Euphrates until hayom ha-achron, whether that's the Atlantic or the Mediterranean, yiyeh gevulchem, I'm giving you this land, but pach techem u'morachem yitein Hashem elokeichem. I'm giving you this little bug in your head, that little guilty conscience. We know as Jews, the Goyim don't have the same little thing going off in their head. Watch what you're doing. Make sure you have a guilty conscience. God gave us this guilty conscience for all these little things that we do. May we listen to that guilty conscience. And therefore, Umar Pastachem, Umar Rachem, Yitain, Hashem, Elokechem, Alpanei, Kol Ha'aretz Asher Tidruchuva. If you choose to live in the land of Israel, be very careful. And if you live in the city of Yerushalayim, you have to be more careful as you go. The proximity to the Kosel gets closer and closer. The Shechina is still closer and closer. You better watch your step. Kol ha-makom asher tidroch kaf raglachem bo lochem yiyeh. I am there. The Shechina is all over, that's of course. But the stronger, as the closer you get to the Beis HaMikdash area, you have to, this spirit is stronger and stronger. So, al pnei kol ha'aretz asher tidrechu bo, but it has to be all the time when you're there. Kasher diber lochem. It's only 111 psukim, but the fact remains, there's so much that Moshe is pouring out his heart. And this is literally, it's hard to believe that all of this is being said in the last month of his life. He is letting it all hang out, so to speak. And Devarim Hayotzim min Alev Nechnasim El Alev. And that's what Moshe is doing over here. He's pouring out his heart because, unfortunately, he knows the future, what people, the proclivity of people that he's dealing with. He knows they're Amkushei Oref. Amkushei Oref is very good in business many times, but when we have to know when to let go. And that is what Moshe is trying to tell. Everything has a time and place. The problem is too many people don't remember where they are or what time it is. There's a time to remember where you are, to act certain ways in certain places, and there are times on the clock. As Jews, as from Jews, we are governed by the clock. Every day there are times when we daven. Every day our new responsibilities. Chadoshim lab korim, rabo emunosecha. Have a good night. Thank you.